We're up to Perek Yud Dalitz, if Nun, on page Kuf Tzadik Tes. We're seeking sponsors for the Shurim to keep them coming on a consistent basis. To sponsor share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. So we're up to Perek Yud Dalitz, if Nun. Aser Lisraik as a Cyrus. One cannot comb his hair on Shabbos. Not with a comb or a brush that's hard, that has the ability, we're going to see, to pull out any hair. A brush or a comb that shouldn't be used on Shabbos is also mukza, because if it can't be used on Shabbos, it's mukza. Aval mutter lisrek v'af lahavrish esasar mavreshet esarisei rakis. But if the teeth on the comb or the brush are soft, the point here, when you brush your hair, it doesn't come out, then it's mutter. V'chein b'masrek sheyesh bein shinov revach godel. Or if it's very hard, the teeth on the comb, but there's a large enough space between the teeth that hair won't come out. She'ein cheshash. You don't have to be worried. She'beshimush behem yitali shasar. That hair will come out when you comb. He says, but in order so that it not have the appearance of Uvdin Dechoyl, one should have a special Shabbos brush or a special Shabbos comb. This is something that's brought in many of the Paiskim, that since brushing or combing here can be Aser on Shabbos, and it can be done, mostly it's done in a way, especially by women, that pulls out of here, so it's Uvdin Dechoyl, and therefore one should have a special Shabbos brush for brushing on Shabbos. Sif Nun Aleph. Isha Sheshikhil Estarik B'Yoyim Lefnei Lechtel Mikvah B'Lel Shabbos. Woman has to go to the mikvah on Friday night, and she didn't comb out her hair on Erev Shabbos. A woman generally combs out her hair on before going to the mikvah to make sure there's no knots in it, that the water can get in everywhere, and she didn't do so. I blow yamtiv on yamtiv night. So what should she do? Shatishel she'el schacham ketzer el inhig. Says ask a shayla. So on Siv Kuf Lamed here on the bottom, he brings through a machlekes whether ayde enochi it is good or it isn't good. Dafka in a way that's gonna be not a secretion to clear out. He says so. He brings a big machlekes up aiskim. So he says everyone should consult their own local Orthodox rabbi as to what to do if they forgot to comb out their hair before Shabbos. Generally speaking, the brushing or combing that a woman does before going to the mikvah would probably pull out some hair into their typical weekday brush. Se'if Nun Beis, the bottom of page Kuf Tzadik Tes in the new print. Nochein lihimona misrikas pe nochris. One should refrain from combing out a shetel, a wig, be Shabbos ubi yamtiv on Shabbos and yamtiv. But a brush that we, like we said before, that has very soft hairs, it's not going to pull any hairs out of the shaitel, and preferably it's a brush that's only used for Shabbos. It's miuchot for Shabbos. One may do so. Turn the page to page Reish in the new print. Top of page Reish up to Sif Nun Gimel. Muteres Isha Litchayv Sichos Utoich Sa'ariseo Elushara Sarapeo. A woman is permitted to put pins into her hair or into her shetel, Kdei Lachzikon, to hold the hairs together, to make it stronger, or Vagam Muteres Latchayv Bem Masek Noi, Aval Pishim Misakenes Isabeza Mixas. A person could even put these pins that are ornamental that women put in their hair. Sometimes they even have like, they have these hair clips, right, that they put in. So that one could put into the hair on Shabbos. Generally speaking, they don't rip out any hair. So when they put them into Shabbos, or even if into a shetel, we don't say it's tikkun kli, that it's fixing up the shetel by putting it in. It's permitted to put it in. But he says, as far as walking out in an area where there's no Erev, says we have to see later, Perek Yud Ches, if Ches, if Yud Beis, we will talk about what tachshitim, what ornaments a person could walk out with into Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos wearing. So those things would apply to these hair pins and hair clips. Two, that whatever you're allowed to wear on Shabbos, as far as that goes, you'll be able to wear it in your hair as well. Se'if nun dalet. Mutaris se'isha losuch asayriseh b'shem and sayris. The special thin oils that are meant for hair. It says in parentheses, brillantina. I don't know what that is, but I think it's something in Eretz Yisrael that's used, maybe in America. It's a thin oil that people put in their hair. You could put that in your hair on Shabbos. But come on, came to shtamish rak b'ma'at shemen g'day shloi tovel yitzchit asayris. So you have to put very little of it, because you have to make sure you don't come to squeezing, doing schit in the hair. He says, Al malshimish b'mishcha asayris ay b'jel ha'ma'atzei b'sasar osa b'chol eifin. He says, but any type of thick lotion or ointment or creams that you want to put in your hair on Shabbos, that you can't do. Or hair gel. You can't use hair gel either on Shabbos. That's thick. That's smoothing out. That's memareach, the gel. You can't use hair gel on Shabbos. If nun hey. Hapsukais. Vihi hakav hachutzes atasoikis. Person has a part in their hair. Mutilasis betspois achleib mavreshet. And they have a nice part that's usually combed out in their hair, a nice line that goes through it. So with your hand, you could push the hair to the two sides to create the part, but one should not use a brush to force it like that to the sides. Why not? Once again, if you look in Sif Katan Kofim Gimel, the Issus Mishum Chashash Tlisha Sayas Emishtamish Bekli Shemut Laskem Mavreshes Rakam Yichadis. He says, L'chari, one should still be able to use it. In the bottom, he says, a soft brush. But because the Iker Shash that we're worried about with combing apart on Shabbos is we are worried that you're going to pull out hairs. You're trying to make the part nice. And his hairs in the way, you're going to push hard to get to the side. One shouldn't do so. Se'if nun vav. Asura isha lahatis asarisel tarsis. Tel shamers atasregis. Person wants to use hairspray on Shabbos to make sure that the hair stays beautiful the way they combed it out. So that's us. Chen ein lo lasis kol pulim kol chemrisha hu de lak bias asiris. Now I'll use, he says, any type of whatever gels or types of sprays or whatever hairspray that's going to make the hair stand up. Kamoi tatis nezel mashke asiris al pe anachar. So too, these sprays shouldn't be used on a sheitel. So any types of hairsprays that thicken up and thicken the hair and make it that the hair could stand up shouldn't be used on Shabbos. But in Sif Nun Zayin, he does point out, Yesh Mokum Lahokel Lahatas May Boisim Al Cyrus Adam Avel Ein Lahatas Izam Al Pein Nachas. A non-stiffening cologne type chves perfume that people want to spray onto their hair or head on Shabbos. So he says, on your hair, you could do it. On a sheitel, one should not do it. But on a hair, one may do so on Shabbos. He says, if doing so on the sheitel is considered Meilud Reach, you can't do it on a sheitel. On your hair, so we're talking about a non-stiffening spray that is only meant to, it's a cologne type, a perfume type of spray to make the hair smell nicely. Se'if nun ches, also l'kloy asayis tzama bein besar roish bein pein ochis. You can't braid your hair on Shabbos. Not on your head and not on a sheitel. You can't make braids on Shabbos. And he says in parentheses, V'af os lasay zoiz b'sar shal buba. Even on a doll, one should be careful not to do braiding. It's a shail of making ksharim, of making knots. You can't do it. V'chein os lahates ha'kalu mikvar. If you have hair that's braided tightly, one even loosely, he says in Simf Cotton Kovnun was also because available clear for you. He says even if it's not so tight, but you know it's not falling out by itself, one should not undo braids on Shabbos. He says, but aval mutter lekabetz es asayris mufuzoris l'sakne biyad. You're allowed to pull your hair together and please put a bow around it or a rubber band or whatever those bands the girls use. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to pull the hair together, gather it together. You could use a bow or something to hold the hair together. But braiding, you can't do. We're on page Reish Aleph now. Ein l'salsel asasayris b'shum oifin. Kam ein l'shtamach sarza b'glilim ha'myuchodim b'kach. You can't curl your hair on Shabbos. A person shouldn't use curlers. Definitely says also to use curlers. So a person cannot curl the hair on Shabbos. I don't know, you know, the chassidim with the pace to stick their finger in the curler to drop. I don't know if that's mamish curling it, but curling it properly with hair curlers, one should not be curling the hair on Shabbos. Seif nun tes mutter le rasis tachshir neged kinim mokim shem vadoi sheharigasam. If you chosh it for lice, but you have a way of spraying your head in a way that won't kill any lice, bevadai. Right, so you're not definitely killing lice. You wake up in the morning, you're not sure if you have lice, but you want to spray something. It's going to get rid of them. It's going to stop them from coming. That's mutter. Aval al yoytzi esakinim mitoichas se'er. But you're not allowed to take out lice from the hair on Shabbos. Afil lebiyad. Even now with the hand. Gezer yishem yit lo shaseir. Lest you come to, by mistake, pull out any hairs. He brings in Sivkot and Kuf Nun Hei. Ayim b'kaf ha'chayim. Ngzvim d'ol yirabit ta'asrit. Can you give some mutas? Slavonov. And it says, the whole shiloh whether kinim is aser, the kinim of the Gemara, because the Gemara says they're not part of a Rava, that they don't have children. Maisa, we hold you should not kill kinim on Shabbos, therefore you cannot do something that actively removes lice or sprays to kill lice on Shabbos, but you could use a spray that would stop the lice from coming. To help sponsor these shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com.